It was a violent Memorial Day weekend in Milwaukee. Shootings killed 4 people and injured another 15 in separate incidents on the north side. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, community leaders gathered Tuesday to call for an end to the violence now, before summer arrives.
About 40 neighbors and community activists gathered at the corner of Tetonia and Hampton, the scene of one of the weekend shootings. A chaplain led a prayer.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for your goodness. The people gathered here today to pray and to hope, to cry and to dream. And to dream about a world without violence.
This weekend, somebody lost a sister, somebody lost a daughter, somebody lost a father, somebody lost a son.
Alderwoman Malele Coggs begged for the bloodshed to end.
Every time tragedy hits, I step back and I think, what could have prevented this? Who could have prevented this? And instead of pointing fingers, I think of solutions.
Coggs says some of the solutions lie in the hands of the people who live in the neighborhoods. She encourages parents to communicate with their children.
I can't legislate what goes on in your home, but that's your daughter you can have a conversation with. I can't tell you what to do on your block, but that's your son you need to sit down and talk with.
Neighbors also have to talk with neighbors, according to Gregory Adams, a retired teacher. He says he's fortunate to live in an area where people have a rapport.
Yes, on our block, people borrow sugar and eggs for cakes that they're making.
And Adams says it's important to reach out to young people.
When groups of boys walk past my neighborhood, hey man, how y'all doing? Y'all be safe out here. Just say something. And then that way, they know next time, oh, there's a guy who thinks about us, who cares about us. At least say hi.
Adams says in some cases, the young men he greets later come up to him and report unusual activity in the neighborhood. State Senator Lena Taylor says government also has a role to play. She promises to push for more resources from Madison.
I will be fighting for us to do different in corrections, for us to do different in the administration and procurement for minority businesses, so that we can do different, so we can have different economic outcomes in this community. Because the only thing that's going to bring us difference in this community is for people to have access to businesses and to jobs to be able to happen. That's the answer.
While Taylor hopes to secure more money from the state, Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton wants to commit more city resources to creating opportunities for young people. Hamilton touts the recent startup of the Promise Zone initiative. It directs extra money to neighborhoods that violence has hit hard.
And we have cobbled together some resources to help with community organizing, youth employment, youth engagement in those neighborhoods. And it's just kicking off. Many of the neighbors and corporate partners that we have in the neighborhoods are hiring youth right here from the neighborhood.
Hamilton says results take time, but he insists that the spirit of the neighborhood will change once people realize that investment is a high priority. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.